Well, Eamon, before we look ahead to this evening's game against Athlone and the Senior Cup, maybe we'll just briefly reflect back on last weekend and the last number of days. How has it been getting through the disappointment of losing out in the intermediate final last Saturday evening?
Yeah, it's been the result has been disappointing, but anything else I think has been a bonus. You know, it was a magnificent achievement to get to the Aviva. It was a tremendous experience to be there. We didn't give a good account of ourselves, but, you know, being the first time there, I think we always expected that. The lads were very, very disappointed because of the magnificent crowd we had there from Donegal to support us, and I want to thank them. And they were behind us all the way. But, you know, we have to put things in perspective. It was our first time there. They had been there 3 years out of four. If we went back next year, I think we would have a different approach to it. But in saying that, it was a magnificent achievement to get there. The lads now are getting it out of their system, and we've trained Tuesday and Thursday night, and we're prepared now for the Athlone match.
I know it's very early, but you just mentioned if you get back next year, is that already a target for Letterkenny Rovers, a return to the Aviva in an intermediate final?
Well, my targets are always set very high. Now, I don't know whether we're going to have intermediate football next year or not, but it would definitely be my target next year if that's the case. And, you know, one or two more players, I do believe that we would be well set up to, you know, go back there.
Is it a worrying period for you that intermediate football could be on the verge of disappearing here in the Northwest, with all the talk that's gone on in recent weeks and recent months and clubs moving away from the Ulster Senior League?
Well, you know, it's a worrying point for me, but I think it should be a seriously worrying point for the whole of Donegal, the people that's involved in soccer in Donegal. You know, forget about the football end of it, the status. You're losing your status of intermediate football. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, that means that, you know, if you take our game tonight, I think maybe we had to play three games to get into this situation where we're playing a senior team, a big game, what every young fella wants to be involved in. But if we lose that status, you know, if you're a junior team, you have to play at least 12 games before you get into the first round of the FAA Cup. And, you know, anything can happen over 12 games, whereas the status and the intermediates, you only have to play three games. So that in itself is a terrible blow. But the standard, you're losing a certain standard. You know, what about the young fella that's coming through? What about the fella that, you know, that wants to play at a higher level? What about the fella that wants, you know, has a bit of ambition? And, you know, you have to look after those type of footballers. But for me personally, I think, you know, this is not about intermediate football. This is about football in Donegal. This is about, you know, the whole structure of football in Donegal. Now is a time for the people involved in the management of football in Donegal to stand up and be counted. And we have to go down a different road, I feel, for football to survive in Donegal. And if we don't come together as one and sit down and talk about it and try and devise some way of facilitating both leagues, then, you know, down the road, I do believe this will be a terrible blow to football in Donegal, not alone at intermediate, but at junior and all the way through.
Yeah. What is that road that you want them to take then, Eamon?
Well, I would like to see football, first of all, in Donegal, being run by one committee. Who would have total control of football in Donegal, and I would like to see you know, teams trying to better themselves. I do believe that, you know, we have problems and we have too many clubs, we have too many teams in Donegal. It's causing serious problems, and, you know, there's only one way to do it, is, you know, the people coming in around the table has got to sit down and has got to be realistic and got to realise that, you know, football is not about them. It's about the young fella that's in the garden at the moment, a 12-year-old or 10-year-old that's out there playing, that's looking forward to coming to play football, that he gets a chance to do everything he can for himself. And unfortunately, in football and in Donegal, some people that come in around the table, that they have so much baggage with them that I would say even Aer Lingus couldn't handle it. And, you know, you've got to leave that outside the door. You've got to come in, you've got to look at football as I said, for the young fella that's starting in the garden, you know, and to give him every chance of progressing in football where he wants to go.
Has it surprised you then in a way, Eamon, that with so many clubs in recent years dropping away from the Ulster Senior League, and had gone down to just a six-team league, that they've managed to keep the standard there very high, because the Inter Pros, of course, won titles, and then you had Coghill winning consecutive four in a row Ulster Senior League titles, and now your own club reaching an intermediate final. Is it surprising that you have managed to keep that level there, given the dropout rate that there has been in recent times?
Yeah, it's a great credit to Coghill and ourselves, and indeed to the Interleague team that did so well in the last couple of years as well, you know, to keep the standard of football there. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's only a certain amount of players, you know, for both leagues. And we had a summer-winter situation where we had the same players playing in two different leagues. And now that it's all come together, you know, one is drawn from the other. But I think what we have to do is we have to get together as one unit and sit down and see what is the best way forward. You know, we're trying to keep up the standards. I'm sure the junior football is trying to keep up their standards, but we must find a way to come together and keep both standards alive.
Yeah. So are we coming in now to a crucial number of months for the Ulster Senior League in the close season as they try to tie this thing down? Eamon, is this a really, really important time now?
It's a very important time, and for me that was, you know, involved in football since 1973. You know, I make an appeal to the people that's involved in football out there and is involved in the running of football, to come together, to sit down, you know, be realistic about what is happening around us, and you know, I think there's major problems out there in the game. This is a great chance now to come and look at all these problems and try and solve them, and find a halfway house where we can have, you know, maybe the one committee running football in Donegal, and that we do maintain our intermediate status as well as our junior status.
Yeah. Well, this weekend now is the FAI Senior Cup, and Athlone are the opposition. You're heading away at lunchtime today, Eamon, for the game, I suppose. First of all, can you give Athlone a good game tonight? Can you really put it up to the League of Ireland side?
Well, you know, this game is much different from last week, insofar as that, you know, we have two options tonight. We can go down there and go for the game, or we can go down there and maybe try and get a draw and take them back to Letterkenny, and I think the latter one there would be the best result if we can get it. We must remember there's still a team playing in the First Division in the League of Ireland, and we're still only Ulster Senior League, and there's still a gulf between the two classes. But I do believe that we can go down there and get a draw and take them back to Letterkenny.
Yeah. What sort of threats are Athlone going to present? Because you'll have your homework done on them.
Well, Athlone, you know, they're not having a good time at the moment. The club's not having a good time. They have some quite young players. They have some old, experienced players. They have a good blend there, much the same as ourselves. But, you know, they're just having a bad time at the moment, and hopefully we can catch them at a bad time. And, you know, I do believe that we have a chance.
And if Letterkenny are going to take them back to Lakeview, a venue that you have been impressive on in cup runs this year, what's it going to take there, Eamon? Where can you present the threat for Athlone?
Well, you know, defensively we've been quite good all year. We've conceded very little goals. As a matter of fact, that was probably the worst performance last week. But I mean, that's exceptional. You know, fellas did things up there that you wouldn't normally expect them to do on a football field. That's natural. But defensively, we've been very, very good all year. And I do believe that when we do take teams into Lakeview, we're quite good defensively. And, you know, we still have winners in the likes of Darren McIlwain up front, who's our highest goal scorer. He has 24, 25 goals this year. We have Paul McVeigh wide on left, and he can come inside and score. And we have Stevie Okeku, and we have David Shovlin, and they all can score goals, you know. So if we got them back to Letterkenny, well, I do believe that we would, you know, have two options there. Defensively, we're quite good, and when we do go on the attack there, you know, we've been scoring goals.
Yeah, I suppose the key thing is then don't concede early like last week.
Oh, that's more important. You know, the longer we stay in this match tonight, the better chance we have, because they're going to have to come out. They won't look forward coming to Letterkenny. It's going to be another extra match for them. I'm sure they don't want that either. So the longer we stay in this match tonight, the better chance we have of getting a result.
Yeah, and you don't mind playing extra matches, do you? It's Letterkenny, doesn't it, Eamon?
Well, I suppose, you know, it's nice to have big matches, and it's nice to get them at home. We've had three extra matches altogether this year in relation to the two cups, because we drew in Ringmahon and Cork, and we drew in Portmarnock, and we drew in Dunboyne. So, you know, we had extra matches, and And when you think about it, you know, we've played, I think, maybe 9-10 extra matches than any other team in the Ulster Senior League this year. So, but that takes its toll as well, because I don't have a big panel, unfortunately.
As for the players, Eamon, injury-wise after last weekend, anything there at the moment?
Yeah, well, Shane Bradley is definitely out. Johnny Minnick will have a fitness test before the match, but the rest of the squad is okay.
They'd be blows to you in the heart of your defence, given that you've been solid for so long this season, and that's if the two guys aren't there.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it is that they're two very, very experienced players. They'll definitely be a big loss if they're not playing tonight, but the thing about it is, you know, it leaves the door open for the younger player to come in and show what he's capable of, and we have one or two fellas knocking on the door. They're very unlucky not to be in the team, and this could be a night for them to really impress.
Just finally then, Eamon, is there a drive and a hunger within this group of players again, with the disappointment of last week's behind them, to make another mark in a cup competition tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm working with tremendous lads, I must say. You know, we train Tuesday and Thursday nights, and the fellas that were working in the evening time, if they were working, they would train on the Thursday morning. Their commitment has been second to none. There's a great bunch of lads to work with. I mean, it's been a privilege for me to work with these fellas. You know, and I want to thank Anthony Gorman for the training sessions as well. He's been, you know, a major part of our setup. We have great players. We have players that want to win. We have players that want to do well. You know, they've come together. They've gelled well together. They've worked hard for each other. And, you know, if you take the Ringmahon game where we're in the 94th minute and they score a goal against us, we thought we were at the Viva that day, but we weren't. We had to come back to Lakeview. That'll give you an idea of the calibre of player that I have that came back to Lakeview, got their heads down and, you know, made it all the way to the Viva. And I have no doubt tonight that they will return from that match in the Aviva on Saturday and give a very, very good account of themselves tonight.
Eamon, wish you all the best in the game tonight.
Thanks very much.